Tampa Bay, meanwhile, has a rich history of professional baseball. The first major leaguer from the area, Al Lopez, is highlighted on the TV show Baseball in the Beginning on Sun Sports. And I spoke with the son of the late Al Lopez, that's Al Lopez Jr., about what this program means to him and his family.
Well, it was very special to see that he was highlighted in the second series and also the first series. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the series, but there were some really neat things, things that reminded me of a lot of the old days, and it was special.
For you, what is his legacy? I mean, obviously he's the first Tampa native to get to the big leagues, but how do you want people to think of your father beyond that?
Well, that's a tough question. I think the most important thing that I remember of him was that he was so humble and that he liked people and people liked him and that he went out of his way to be one of the guys and that with all of his baseball knowledge and all the accolades that he got, he always came back to Tampa and was always part of Tampa and the people in Tampa embraced him.
Do programs like this help, in essence, maintain his legacy, so to speak?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, he died a little more than 10 years ago, and after a while, you don't hear his name as much as you used to, but these programs definitely, you know, bring to light his involvement in baseball in the early days and what baseball meant to this area. It's nice. It's, you know, it's really special to see the accolades that he gets.
And beyond that, I guess the museum or Al Lopez House, obviously that going up, I'm sure has to mean a lot too.
Sure does. Sure. And they've been working on that place, trying to get that thing, finished. And I'm sure it'll be not just a tribute to him, but to baseball in the area and all the kids that come out of this area that that got to play baseball.
What would he say about the way baseball in this area has grown now, do you think? And what did it mean to him in his later years?
Well, he was, I know he was surprised at how many kids came out of Tampa, but he was, in one way he was surprised, in another way I think he realized the groundwork that had gone in place for these kids to be able to be major leaguers, you know, all the little leagues, all of the high school programs, all of the parks and stuff like that, and the teachers and the coaches. So, you know, this area has been quite an area, quite a hotbed, and I think he understood that. He always went out when asked to go to little leagues or to high school games. He went out and threw out a pitch or talked or whatever, but he was always involved.
And it's grown in so many ways beyond that, too. I mean, you look at not only the youth leagues, the high school leagues, the colleges and universities that are now here, in addition to Major League Baseball thriving in Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. I think the Rays are the culmination of where it started on the Sandlots and how it came about and how he first signed with the Tampa Smokers. And I remember going to Plant Field and seeing the Smokers play. And then high school and colleges and spring training, you know, all these spring training teams came here and brought with them all their fans and a lot of tourists, and it's done wonders for this area.
Certainly has. And obviously the piece that was done recently on television brings back, I'm sure, some really neat memories for you. Are there certain ones that stick out that you were able to touch on during the program?
Of course, you know, I mean, they touched on his managing, his playing ball. I remember him managing. I remember the two pennant winners, and I definitely remember and going to the Hall of Fame when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I remember him hosting the newspaper writers from all over the country at his house, at our house, you know, first in Ybor City and then on Beach Drive. So he was quite an ambassador for the sport.
And for you, what does the sport now mean because of all he did for it?
Well, it means that it's a continuation of something that he was in on the ground floor in this area. So you get to see how big it is and how important it is to the area and how appreciative people are of baseball.